One of the great conceits of crime fiction is the notion that criminals are often masterminds capable of cleverly outfoxing the cops who are pursuing them. In the real world, the contrary is closer to the truth. Criminals are often not too bright, and they are capable of self-defeating stupidities. The most recent evidence of that is the case of Mohamed Abdi Hassan, a Somali pirate. Abdi Hassan is now in custody in Belgium, having been lured there by a honeypot designed to trap the man who can steal just about everything else. His captors offered Abdi Hassan a movie deal. New York Times reporter Nicholas Coolish, who's in Nairobi, has written about this. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
And I want you to explain this. Mohamed Abdi Hassan was in Somalia. He was wanted for allegedly having ordered the seizure of a Belgian ship in 2009. How did the Belgians get him to fly to Brussels?
Well, what they did was they came up with a ploy to lure him there, saying that they were working on a film, that they wanted him to come and star in a film about his glorious career as a pirate.
And he bought this? He thought that they were for real?
Well, they spent months laying the groundwork for this, slowly convincing him that they were for real. They first approached him through an associate, who the prosecutors are describing as an accomplice.
Okay, so here is Mohamed Abdi Hassan and friend, thinking they've come to ink a movie deal, I guess, as Variety would say. They had seized a ship in 2009, held the ship and its crew for 70 days. How big a deal is Mohamed Abdi Hassan in the world of Somali piracy?
He's a very big deal. United Nations investigators have described him as, quote, one of the most notorious and influential leaders, end quote, in the Hobyo gang. He's alleged to have been involved in the hijacking of a Ukrainian transport ship with tanks on board and of the Saudi-owned Sirius Star, a supertanker the size of an aircraft carrier.
If this weren't a real arrest with real consequences and a real prosecution that we're told is going to come about, I would suspect this is all promotion for the Tom Hanks movie, Captain Phillips, that's opening, which is about an act of piracy by Somali pirates. Mere coincidence, or did somebody play on jealousy among pirates to make this fellow feel that he should have his own movie?
I think that in this case, the movie and other movies about Somali piracy that are either in production or waiting to come out sort of upped the plausibility factor, made it realistic that people would be trying to get him to come and star in this kind of film.
He, by the way, I gather, has a very colorful nickname.
Yes, his nickname is Afwin, which means big mouth, and I guess that could describe the kind of greediness that a pirate might be known for.
But he's retired as a pirate, I gather.
Yeah, he announced at the beginning of the year, the end of last year, he announced that he was retiring after 8 years in the lucrative business.
I gather the Belgian prosecutor who announced all this was proud of the ruse. Fair to say?
You got a sense from the prosecutor's comments that they were pretty proud of their stratagem. He wanted everyone to know that it was the movie deal that lured them there. It wasn't a bland news conference, but a little bit of crowing, you might say.
But I assume this is the last time that prosecutors will be able to use the movie deal lure to get a pirate out of Somalia to Europe.
I imagine if you were a Belgian documentary filmmaker working on a movie about pirates, you'd be pretty unhappy today.
Nick Coolish, thanks for talking with us. That's New York Times reporter Nick Coolish in Nairobi talking about the case of Mohamed Abdi Hassan, now in custody in Belgium, where he'll be tried for his alleged past acts of piracy. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.